This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Get up! Get up!
That's it.
Not quick, is it? Using nasal sprays.
As long as it does the job.
There's still a fair few to get through, if you see into the beef herd and all.
We've got to treat the lot, Eddie. There's no point doing it otherwise.
It feels like bolting the stable door after Red Rum's legged me.
Hopefully it'll stop the outbreak.
Or to. With what you've had to pay for all them little bottles, Ruth.
On you go.
Ready for the next?
Please.
Thanks for staying on, Eddie.
Oh, no worries. I'm happy to stay till Pip and Josh have had a bite to eat. You got a big job on, ain't you?
Whoa, I'll say.
Have you looked at the Herefords, David?
Yeah, they're ready to treat once we finish these.
Did you clean your boots?
Of course I did.
Yeah, sorry. Still all clear?
Yeah, none of them are coughing. No watery eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So we definitely know the infection didn't come through them.
Well, like Alistair said, we'll probably never be certain where it came from.
Steady.
Well, that's hard to stomach, ain't it? Not knowing why you've had to fork out $2,000 on vaccine.
Steady. That's not the only way IBR is costing us money.
Oh, I might have guessed you'd be hiding out here.
What's that, Jenny?
Oh, you couldn't scuttle off quickly enough, could you, Brian?
Sorry.
After lunch?
Well, I promised Adam I'd do a few checks on the quad.
Oh, into your overalls, out of the house at top speed.
Oh, sorry, darling, but it needed doing. The air filter was completely clogged.
I suppose staying to talk to your sister-in-law for 5 minutes would have been asking too much.
Oh.
It's virtually the first time she's been out of her room since Friday.
Well, quite frankly, I thought I showed great self-restraint. I had half a mind to thank her for ruining my meeting tomorrow.
Brian, Lillian's very raw emotionally. And all you're worried about are the financial implications.
By and large, yes.
Oh, you can be so heartless.
Well, I don't understand why she's upset.
After Friday?
Well, she turned Justin down, not the other way round.
Well, he's the one at fault.
How do you make that out?
Oh, for putting her on the spot. At a time when she was already feeling unsettled about their relationship.
Yeah, but even if she doesn't want to marry him, surely it's flattering to be asked.
Yeah, in the ball, the great crowd gawking, like you're in a cabaret. Well, she said it was humiliating.
What do you think it was like for Justin when she walked out on him?
Well, I don't much care, Brian.
Well, I do. I can't imagine he'll have taken it well.
He's only got himself to blame.
I mean, in a way, it'd be better if he cancelled meeting up tomorrow night and wait till we reach clearer water.
Well, why don't you call it off?
I can't.
Well, you see him often enough at BL board meetings. What does one more get-together matter?
I told you, Jenny, this one's important for BL. He'd like us to go in with Damara buying the broiler unit. At least he did, before Lillian started ringing a bell and shouting unclean at him.
The proposal's not going to have any effect on buying a broiler unit.
Well, it depends how upset he is.
What?
And how committed he is to bringing BL in. I mean, I can see why I suggested it. We've a track record in local agribusiness Damara can't compete with. And that's why he bought himself a place on our board in the first place. But if half the other directors have cold feet already, and if Lillian's left Justin too bruised to think straight, what?
Jenny, there's a coffee crisis.
Oh, sorry, Lillian.
I can't find any more pods. Where are they?
On you go.
Do you want to swap over? I'll spray for a while.
Maybe the next batch, David. I'm into a rhythm.
OK.
I'll fetch the next lot in a minute.
On you go. Go on.
But you see what I'm saying?
About?
The Ambridge All website.
Keep still.
What's Linda offering?
A mother and daughter package for next Sunday.
Mother's Day?
Oh, lots of places do special offers then.
Oh, yeah, but the Snells have gone right over the top.
How?
Well, for a start, they're offering aromatherapy massages from the girl up at Home Farm.
What girl?
Lucy. She does the massages for Kate's spiritual home.
Then there's the fanciest breakfast menu you've ever seen. Must be costing them a fortune to lay it on.
That's it.
Go on. I mean, that ain't right, is it?
Why not?
What's going to happen to all the other folk offering B&B in Ambridge?
Oh, okay.
Move yourself. Go on. Go on.
Special offers at good prices all the time. If everyone does that, we'll soon end up with a race to the bottom.
Well, can't you just ignore what Linda's doing?
Oh, no. You can't let the competition get too far ahead. We don't want to lose business.
Keep still.
It's a nice little earner. So, you see, we've all got something to worry about, ain't we? I'm not saying we're losing out the way you are with IBR.
No, it's still worrying for you.
Oh, yes, but, well, the drop you're getting with milk yield, that's got to have you sweating.
Is the coast clear, Jenny?
Brian.
Safe to come aboard?
It depends what you're afraid of.
Oh, I
presume it's me that you don't want to see.
Oh, no, that's not it at all, Lillian.
I wasn't hiding behind the door deliberately. I was just putting something in the bin.
I'm not trying to avoid you. I simply didn't want to interrupt a good old womanly heart-to-heart.
Mm.
Well, you know how clumsy we chaps are with things like that.
Yes, we do. Actually, I wouldn't mind a man's perspective on this. Have you got a moment?
Well, I am quite busy.
Brian.
But I'm sure I can spare 5 minutes.
The door?
Oh, yes.
We don't want the world and his wife listening in. Thank you, Brian.
I don't know if I'll have anything useful to contribute.
The thing is, I didn't hear anything from him yesterday, which I wasn't that surprised about.
No.
Well, are you going to sit down?
Oh, of course.
And when I hadn't heard from him by last night, I thought he's probably letting the dust settle.
Quite a lot of dust, from what I heard.
But he hasn't been in touch today either. Now, that's odd, isn't it?
Is it? I don't think so.
You don't?
Well, why would he call you? You clearly gave him his marching orders.
I did no such thing.
You turned him down.
No, I didn't.
Well, you didn't say yes, which is the same as a no in those circumstances.
Well, is it any wonder? Justin sprang the question on her so unfairly.
I was in shock, Brian. I said I didn't know what I wanted.
Then hightailed it out of the pub, which seems a pretty clear answer to me.
Well, what did he expect?
If Justin were any kind of gentleman, he'd have rung to apologise.
For being ditched?
I didn't ditch him.
For being crass. Making something personal and intimate completely public. It was unforgivable.
A little misguided, perhaps. At most.
Eddie had his eyes out on Storks and Jim and Robert almost fell off their chairs trying to catch what I was saying. It was mortifying.
I can't imagine what Justin was thinking.
And that's why I was expecting a call, some sort of explanation.
An apology.
At least an opportunity to discuss what happened.
Well, why don't you ring him?
I can't call him.
No. Oh, don't be ridiculous, Brian.
Why not?
Because he's in the wrong.
Oh, men are so slow sometimes.
Oh, excuse me, Lillian.
Brian.
Spark plugs.
What?
I forgot to check the spark plugs in the quad. Now, I mustn't leave the job half done. But it's been absolutely fascinating talking. I do hope it's helped.
Only time I've seen a face like it was years ago, when Mr. Pullin lost a crown, biting into Frieda's mince cobbler.
Oh, Justin was taking a chance, wasn't he, asking Lillian in front of everybody?
Daft idea.
Any road, he gave her a couple of minutes to get clear, then stormed off himself. Didn't look anyone in the eye on his way out.
Well, you wouldn't, would you?
Oh, best night I've had in the bull for a while. Now, you're sure you don't need me?
Don't worry. Pip will text us when she's set a race up by the Herefords.
Oh, you're vaccinating them up there, are you?
Yeah, we've got to keep them completely separate.
Of course.
I mean, we always do, but now more than ever.
Yeah. Right then, I'll head off.
Thanks, Eddie.
You've been a great help, mate.
I'll put it down as 2 hours, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
More money leaking away.
Well, we needed the extra pair of hands. It's been an exhausting weekend.
A thoroughly depressing one.
Hey, it's just as well we didn't commit to lending Pip money for the store cattle, isn't it?
I suppose so.
We'd have had to disappoint her backing out now. Cash is going to be tight for a while if the yields don't pick up soon.
Even if the infected ones start recovering, that won't happen for a week or two. Over the full lactation, there's no telling how bad it'll be. We could be taking a big hit.
Coffee?
Oh, you've taken pity on me. You're an angel, Jenny.
Well, I assume that's why you were sneaking into the kitchen half an hour ago.
I wasn't sneaking. No sense talking to Lillian when she's in that sort of mood.
Oh, we're as bad as each other.
Oh, come on, Jenny.
Oh, she's every right to be upset.
You've got to admit she's laying it on thick.
That's just Lillian, isn't it? Oh, but she's in a genuine muddle about Justin. She kept the lid on her feelings for so long while he was, well, unavailable. And now she's no idea what she wants.
Does she regret not accepting him?
She certainly didn't want a proposal this quickly, if at all. But she probably wishes she'd handled it more tactfully on Friday.
Well, even if she does patch it up, it could be too late for Ramsbury.
Oh, you're not still fussing about that.
I've only just put the phone down on Andrew Eagleton. He was bleating that BL shouldn't get involved.
Why not?
He knows the vultures have been circling for a while over the broiler unit. And he doesn't think we'll be able to bring him back to life.
Is he right?
Quite possibly.
Then why touch it?
Jenny, the site's worth a lot more to us and to Mara without a failing business on top. It's ripe for major redevelopment.
But Andrew doesn't agree.
Andrew doesn't always benefit from being given the full picture.
And you haven't told him that you want to close it down?
Well, Justin and I agreed. We'll only do that if we have to. I've left Andrew thinking Damara, with or without BL, are going in as a white knight, saving the unit and its workforce from asset strippers.
While you're planning to put its people out of work?
Only if the operation isn't viable. But I don't want Andrew knowing there's a plan B yet.
Oh, honestly?
He's never found the off switch to his mouth when it comes to sensitive deals.
Yeah, well, he can be rather indiscreet.
We had hoped to bring the whole board with us. This could be very lucrative for BL, but with Andrew not playing ball and Jerry having doubts, I'm having trouble delivering.
You usually push things through?
Oh, it's on a knife edge, Jenny. I may need Justin to cut me some slack, but whether I get it or not... Well, I mean, he's hard enough to read at the best of times. But now, thanks to your sister...
Oh, don't blame Lillian.
Well, her fit of the vapours certainly hasn't helped.
Oh.
And if I let the deal go belly up tomorrow... Well, it's going to reflect very badly on my competence as the chairman, isn't it?
I know you're only just back from Brookfield.
It's fine, Shula.
If you want to have something to eat and come on straight afterwards...
Eric said some hounds have been hurt.
Yeah, he's seen a few cuts. He rang as soon as it happened. He's not certain how bad it is.
Well, if part of the roof gave way...
Oh, yes, it's pretty nasty...
Well, then we need to get to the kennels as soon as we can. I can eat later.
Was the traffic this bad on the way to the airport?
It was a lot worse, Tom.
Sorry, I should have got a cab.
Oh, don't be silly. That would have cost a fortune.
It makes it a very long day for you, Mum.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to picking you up. Want to hear how you got on.
It was a great conference. I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected.
So you're glad you went after all?
Yes. Sorry about the wobble.
Oh, stop apologising.
I met some fantastic people. Nuffield scholars from all over the place. A lot of Aussies and Kiwis, a whole load of food specialists, Brazilian entrepreneurs. It was really inspiring.
Good. Oh, it started to clear.
They've been working on the road forever here.
So, going was useful?
Absolutely. Though the baby food idea, I'm afraid I'm not that keen anymore.
We knew you were having second thoughts.
I got talking to an American. He told me some of the pitfalls.
Yeah?
He was into it himself once, but he couldn't make a go of it. Too many big organic brands out there already.
So there are in the UK?
Exactly.
Well, what about the Nuffield people? Are they happy about you changing?
Pretty much, as long as my sponsors call about it. I need to check it out with them first.
So what are you planning to do instead?
I'll tell you later. First, how about telling me what's been happening in Ambridge?
Hasn't Helen told you? She said she's texted you a few times.
So's Johnny. I know a lot about Henry and Jack from her, and a lot about various girls from him.
Sure you do.
And I know the pigs and cattle are okay, and you got the veg boxes out on time.
We've had a good reaction to the Russian kale you brought in.
Oh, good. But is that it? You're okay? Dad's okay?
Your father spends half his time with his Anguses. I'm sure Coop sees more of him than I do.
How about Kirsty?
I haven't spoken to her for a while. Helen'll know a lot more than I do. Lillian turned down a proposal from Justin Elliott last week.
Justin wants to marry Auntie Lillian?
It was as much of a surprise to her. He's not even divorced yet.
So she's not interested?
She left him gaping like a goldfish in the middle of the bull, according to Eddie.
Blimey.
Oh, he also said there's IBR in the herd at Brookfield.
If it's more convenient to reschedule, Justin...
Why would it be? We agreed this evening, didn't we?
Well, yes.
Well, if it no longer suits you, Brian...
No, it's perfectly all right for me.
Then why reschedule?
You're off to London for a couple of days, aren't you?
Yes, tomorrow.
I thought you might like some time to prepare.
Yeah, I'll sling a couple of things in a bag later. I'm hardly trying to find the source of the Zambezi.
No, right. Only I know you've a lot on with Damara at the moment.
Yes, I have. I started with a video conference at 8 this morning and haven't stopped since. Now it's 7:30 and, would you believe it, my mind's still perfectly sharp and ready to focus on Ramsbury. So can we cut out the nonsense and get started, Brian?
What are you going to do about Dauntless?
I've put a pressure bandage on for now.
Oh, we're still taking him back?
Yep, once we're finished here.
Right.
The rest are okay to patch up on site, but I want him under general anaesthetic before I do anything. What about the bitches?
Well, we've taken them to the other side. Eric's staying with them till you can look in.
Good job the old stables are big enough.
Oh, I've never seen him so angry.
Must be a nightmare for any kennelman. Are you free to give me a hand with Dancer?
Yeah. There's nothing else I can do about the roof. It's half gone.
Can you get a suture ready for me?
Yeah. Is it a bad wound?
No, not too deep. Now he's sedated, there's a little piece of glass to take out. Oh, the light's not very good.
Oh, I'll use my phone.
Not very nice, is it, boy?
Is that better?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Oliver's not around, of course. Rafe's away on business and Perry's simply not picking up.
Oh, Eric didn't really have any choice, did he? Except to call you.
Oh, I'm not even officially a joint master yet. What a start.
Right. Let's clean that up.
He says it's Perry's fault.
Why?
It looks like wet rot in the main beam. He says he's been warning about rain coming through since he arrived.
It's all right, old fella. Well, why wasn't it seen to?
You know what Perry's like about spending money.
Oh, can we get some light on my workbox?
Oh, okay. I'll have to get someone in tomorrow to shore up what's left.
Oh, yeah. You don't want the whole thing coming down.
Hey, do you think the guy's doing up the surgery?
No, they're booked 5 months ahead, Ryan told me.
Oh.
Give me the suture. Yeah. And we'll see about putting you right, Dancer.
It was only the second night. We'd all gone to the jazz cafe in town. I was shattered, really, but Talia insisted.
Talia?
The New Zealander.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mad as a box of frogs. You know, in a good way. She was talking about the goat she runs with her brother. Once she got started on fermented foods, I didn't think she'd ever stop.
What do they make?
Probiotic yoghurt.
Yeah?
Whoa! Idiot!
Oh, I'm glad he's overtaken. He's been dazzling me for miles.
Anyway, she seems to know everything there is to know about human guts.
Oh, lovely.
You know, the microbes you need to be healthy. Once she got talking, something went ding in my head. We spend all our time trying to get the soil right for our cereals and crops, don't we?
Well, we certainly try.
She was talking about doing the same for our gut flora. And by the time she finished, I was convinced fermented foods are a natural fit for us.
Well, what are you thinking of? Yogurt? Kimchi?
Anything milk-based to start with. We're already set up for that.
Well, yeah.
But we don't have to limit ourselves. I'll use the scholarship to see what's taking off elsewhere. What would work best for us. I haven't just snatched this out of thin air. I'm serious. Now I haven't got anything else to take care of, I'm going to put 100% into the farm.
Oh, come on, Brian. Surely you can knock Andrew Eagleton into line?
I'm trying to.
Your strong recommendation should be quite enough for him.
Well, I'm getting there slowly.
Slowly's no use. How can I go ahead with an offer while you're still shilly-shallying?
I'm sure we'll get the board on side in the end.
Jerry as well?
Well, I'll do my damnedest. And if the worst comes to the worst, it doesn't have to be a unanimous decision.
Well, if you'd done your job properly, it would be.
Well, given the calibre of board member I have to deal with, I think I've done pretty well, actually.
I've a planning committee in Felpersham that won't see sense, a subcontractor disappearing down a financial black hole, and now Borchester Land drags its feet for no good reason.
I'm sure I can guide us through.
And on top of all that, Lillian.
I'm sorry about what happened.
Well, has she said anything? Why she refused?
Not really.
I've spent the whole weekend trying to make sense of it. I still can't. Yep, brandy?
Oh, yes, please.
Can't get her out of my head. I thought I understood women. Well, her, at least. That's why we hit it off so quickly. She's very direct. Says what she thinks.
Yes.
Well, most of the time. She's a good horsewoman. Understands a bit about business. There you are.
Oh, thanks.
Knows how to back you up in company. Something Miranda never did. I thought she enjoyed being with me.
I'm sure she does.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, we seem to hit it off on the physical side as well. I'd never have asked her to marry me if I had any doubts about the outcome. Where did I go wrong, Brian?
Well,
go on.
I don't honestly know much about these things.
It's all right. You could be straight with me.
Well, perhaps you shouldn't think in terms of you going wrong.
I must have fouled something up.
Yeah, but the way I see it, Lillian always puts on a brave face. But inside, she's very cautious, slow to trust. She's been hurt so badly before.
Mm. Now, what was his name? Matt?
Crawford. And you rather put her on the spot when she was least expecting it.
You're saying I jumped in too quickly?
I don't know, Justin. I can't pretend to understand what she's thinking.
Do you know, you might be right. I was so elated finally putting my marriage out of its misery. I acted on pure impulse. For once, I didn't think it through. No. I should have let Lillian get used to the idea I was free, shouldn't I?
Possibly.
I was too quick. That was my mistake. Yes. Thank you, Brian. You've seen what I missed. So, what should I do to put things right?
Anisha says it could be a few days or a few weeks before she's back.
She might miss the open day.
Yep, maybe.
Oh, well, what are you going to do if she does?
I don't know yet. I can't really see it going ahead.
No.
Right, you can let him go. There you are, Dervish, cleaned and bandaged.
Are you leaving some spare dressings?
Yep. Eric will have to watch that the others don't try and bite the bandages off.
Oh, I'm sure he has his methods.
Yeah, vinegar, probably.
Is it her mum or her dad now?
Well, both, really. Until her mum's pelvis heals up, she wants Anisha around to keep an eye on her dad.
Oh, it's such bad timing.
Right. The three with minor cuts should be fine. Mm-hmm. We're taking Dauntless with us.
Yeah, and you still need to check on the bitches.
Don't worry, Shula. I know we've still got a long night ahead of us.
Is that it?
Well, I wish I had better advice to give you, Justin.
So do I.
Jenny's the one who knows how these things work. I'm completely out of my depth.
Lillian won't simply put the phone down on me?
Well, I don't think so. I'm sure she'll be glad to hear from you. I don't know what'll come of it, though.
Well, obviously, we need to go beyond a call. We have to meet up to clear the air.
Well, can I suggest somewhere a little more private than the middle of the bull?
Yes, I'd work that out. And I'm not going to rush into it either. Slowing down's good advice.
Well, that's not quite what I said.
I won't cancel London. I'll leave it till the end of the week.
Can I tell her you're going to ring?
No, don't tell her anything, if you don't mind.
Oh, your choice.
I'm not quite settled how I'm going to play this.
Oh,
you're probably right. I've been a little too gung-ho. But supposing we got it wrong, Brian. Perhaps there's another reason she turned me down. We both missed.
Like what?
I don't know. But I don't want to get back in touch only to be made a fool of again.
Well, of course not. But if you really want to know where you stand, isn't that the risk you've just got to take?
Pip?
Can you make yourself some more, Toby? I didn't have time for breakfast before milking.
Fine. You want me to put on another slice for you?
Oh, please. If you're quick, I told Dad I'd be back in the yard when the potato planter gets here.
You're not the only one who's working today.
I know.
I had a late finish at the ball last night and Jolene wants me back for lunchtime.
Oh, it's just as well. We need the money.
Oh, I won't get rich off what they pay me.
No.
If only they'd give me a break with the gin. If the ball stocked it regularly, it'd start taking off big time in Borsetshire. But at the moment...
Oh, they're still not interested. What, not even in tasting it?
Not really.
Well, I guess, after last time.
I know, it was a disaster. But now I'm legal, the product's much better.
True.
I keep telling Kenton that, he's not listening.
Oh, I'll keep at it. Are you making coffee as well?
Now, what did your last servant die of?
Sorry, but I need something to perk me up. It's not been a great morning.
Milking's no better.
No. Oh, if I could get my hands on the idiot who brought IBR onto the farm.
You only treated the cows over the weekend.
No, at least it shouldn't get any worse.
It won't. Like I was telling Brian last night, everyone's life is full of ups and downs. The winners are those who hang on in there.
What did you say to that?
He just grunted something miserable at me.
I bet he did.
I was only trying to cheer him up. He came in just before closing. He looked completely drained. I tried to get him chatting, but he wasn't having it.
You know what really bugs me?
What?
Adam got Brian to U-turn on the herbal lays and brought in some cattle. Everything's ready for me to run my own stock at home farm, except for one tiny detail.
I know. No money.
Yeah. I've got to buy store cattle somehow. It's too good an opportunity to miss.
Pip, you know, if I could give you your cash back now...
That's not what I meant.
I did warn you. Getting a distillery going takes time. If there was any way I could help or think of someone to ask...
I'm not having a go at you, Toby.
The minute I start selling, you know, proper amounts, you're getting every penny back and a whole load more.
Yes, okay.
I just need one real shot at it.
And I hope you get it. But I need to be buying cattle now. I didn't expect my parents to be so difficult. I guess I could try the bank, but I've nothing to offer in the way of security.
You don't need to do that. I know someone who'd love to lend you the money.
Giving Jazza a break?
Oh, hi, Helen.
Hello, Jack. Hey, you've grown in the last 2 weeks.
Do you think he has, Tom?
Yeah, haven't you?
Well, we're just having a stroll around before I start in the shop.
I told Jazz not to hurry back from his break. I couldn't wait to get back to some proper work.
No jet lag?
A little bit groggy. Restoring the Ark seemed a good way to wake up.
Oh, you were certainly full of life last night.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see you and Dad before I went back to number one.
Hey, I was expecting more of a tan.
Well, it wasn't too hot in Brasilia, and I spent a lot of time indoors. I met some astonishing people, Helen.
So I gathered.
Sorry if I was a bit OTT about fermented foods.
No.
I meant to say, your baby food idea was a great one.
It's okay.
In any other circumstances, I'd have run with it.
I get why you've changed topic. I'm okay with it.
Honestly?
Yep. And who knows? Maybe we'll look at producing our own baby foods again some other time.
Yeah. And, I didn't get the chance to ask you last night. Have you seen much of Kirsty while I was away?
That'll hold the roof, will it?
For a while, once the lads have got the cross bracing in place.
Good.
We'll stretch a tarp where you've lost rafters and tiles, but you can't leave it like that very long, Mrs. Heblenlight.
Shula.
This is only a temporary fix.
Yeah, I realise that. And I'm very grateful you came out so quickly, Philip.
You've got to act fast after something like this.
None of the other builders I contacted seem to appreciate the urgency.
It's common sense. Save a lot more trouble in the long run.
Yeah. While you're here, any chance of a quote for a full repair?
Why not? That's why we've come this way.
Well, yeah, but...
Your dad's watching out for the planter. You won't get a better chance.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll feel terrible if you don't. Come on, Pip. You need this. Look, I've got to go to the bull. Don't overthink it.
All right. Maybe.
See you later.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Hi, Gran. How are the hens doing?
Hello, love.
Are they enjoying the sunshine?
They seem to be. I should think they're quite glad to be free again.
I bet they are. How many eggs today? Oh, that's not bad.
I think there are one or two more by the Blackthorn. But they can wait.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was going to stop for a drink anyway. Oh, I've done enough stooping. Could you?
Oh, your flask.
Yes, please. We can share it if you like.
Oh, it's okay. I've just had a coffee. What is it?
Carol's Herbal Mix.
Oh.
Chopped grass and mouldy roots, I think.
Yeah, I think I'll sit it out, thanks.
It's supposed to be doing me good. Like the Keep Fit class tomorrow in Grey Gables Pool.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
At least Carol's coming with me.
That's not much tea.
It's plenty. All this fuss about taking care of ourselves. Oh, which reminds me, I must dig out my old costume.
Oh, you should treat yourself to a new one.
No. I've had it for years, but there's still plenty of life in it.
Well, I hope you have a great time. I bet you're fitter than most of the class, anyway. You're always so busy.
I try to be.
Baking and looking after the hives, collecting the eggs.
Well, that's not work. I like any excuse to come to the orchard at this time of year.
It is beautiful. All the primroses.
And the celandines, they're doing well. Though, compared to when I first came to Umbridge, there seemed to be flowers everywhere in those days. I always felt it was like the earth was waking up after winter.
Funnily enough, I was just talking about Adam's Herbal Lays. You know, one of the things I like about them is giving wild flowers a chance.
And you raised wonderful beef on them. Your grandfather would have approved.
Would he?
Oh, yes. Are you running stock there again this year?
Yeah, I definitely want to.
You must, Pip. You did so well last year.
Oh, I'd love to build on that. The only glitch is the start-up money.
Oh.
Mum and Dad helped out last time, but at the moment...
I expect they've enough to worry about with the IBR, haven't they?
I'm sure that doesn't help. So I'm having to look elsewhere for a loan.
Ah. How many cows do you want to buy?
Look at these ones, Jack. They're getting nice and fat. Oh.
Oh, don't worry. It's the fresh hair.
Well, as long as it wasn't me banging on about yoghurt that sent it to sleep.
No, it's really interesting, Tom.
Yeah, I texted Kirsty last week when I started thinking about kefir.
Oh, yeah, the fermented drink.
Yeah, I wanted her take on it. When you said she's been a bit up and down,
Tom,
what did you mean?
Just that. She has good and bad days.
How bad?
Hey, look, one thing we both know about Kirsty, she doesn't like people talking about her behind her back.
No. So, kefir seems like a possible starting point for us. Though, until I've done the research, I'm not certain it's the best option.
Well, it'd be good to take the dairy into new areas. But is there really a big enough market?
Oh, yeah. If we make the product exciting enough, as well as getting the health benefits across... Oh,
I can see it would appeal to some of our customers.
Well, the sense I've come back with, this is going to be global. In 3 or 4 years, fermented foods could be a major income stream for a British farm.
Oh, certainly worth exploring.
And if I get that up and running, while you look after the shop and dairy, Mum and Dad might actually be able to retire properly. Finally.
You'll never stop them taking an interest.
No, and I don't want to. But I was thinking about it while I was away. You know, they really can step back, Helen. This is our time.
Well, in lots of ways, yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he's trying to feed before I start in the shop. I'll get off.
Yeah, OK. Helen?
Yeah?
Do you think Kirsty would mind me dropping round?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Tom. Let's go and see her.
Does the hat fit all right?
Perfect, thanks, Philip.
I thought, while the boys have gone for more props, I don't know if you can see...
What am I looking for?
The daylight under the gable.
Oh, at the end that hasn't collapsed?
That's it. You've had guests.
Rats?
No, my guess is little owls.
Really?
Judging by the pellets.
You might be right. I remember Oliver, one of the other masters, saying he's seen one in the apple tree a few times, in broad daylight.
Oh, yes, they're not shy.
Presumably they're not still around.
They might not have been here for a while, but they're getting close to breeding season and they tend to come back to the same spot.
Right.
There was an attic in Darrington. We put a floor in a few years back. The old rectory.
Oh, yes, I know.
The chap said they'd had the same pair of little owls breeding 6 years on the trot. We put up a nest box. As far as I know, they've been going back every spring since.
Is that what we should do here?
Well, it's up to you. If you want to get rid of the birds, get rid of them.
Well, that'd be a shame.
I think so. But I'm giving you the option. I doubt you'll want the crack in the wall leaving.
No, no.
And to be frank, the cost of a nest box is trivial compared to what you'll pay to get the roof straight.
Oh, have you come up with an estimate?
No, not yet. We'll have a chat about materials, then I'll sit down this evening and work it all out. Let you know by the end of the week, if that's all right.
That'd be great.
And you'd better get some other quotes as well.
I'm going to.
Because I can tell you this much. The kennels haven't been taken care of properly in years. Not structurally.
I'm afraid that's true.
Getting them fit for purpose again isn't going to come cheap, whoever does the work.
I've heard a bit about it on the news. I hadn't realised it was that bad.
Yes. You hardly get anything for ISAs and bonds these days. So the sort of return you're talking about is very tempting, Pip.
Well, you get the full amount as soon as I sell them on.
You did pretty well last year, didn't you?
Not too bad.
That's why you want to buy a larger group now.
Yeah, I'd love to go for around 25, if I can get them for the right price.
A bigger outlay for bigger profits.
That's the thinking.
Well, then, I know you take good care of my investment.
Absolutely, Gran.
Of course, I'll have to check which accounts will be the easiest to cash in.
There's no rush.
And you want the full cost of buying 25?
Ideally.
Can I just ask, what happened to last year's profits?
Oh, you know how it is. As soon as I got the money, we ran into a few unexpected costs. I had to fork out for a few things.
Oh, I see.
Furniture, looking after the car. I should have planned better, but I'll certainly put money aside this year.
That sounds very wise.
So, well, if you are interested...
Well, you've certainly given me food for thought,
Pip. If there's anything else you need to know.
No,
first...
not at the moment, love. I don't think so.
Right.
But, as we've said, it is a lot of money.
Yes.
So perhaps I'd better take a day or two to really mull it over.
Uh-huh.
You don't mind? You don't need a decision now.
No, not at all. I don't have to buy the cattle for a couple of weeks, so, take all the time you need, Gran.
Harrison!
Oh, evening, Chris.
No Anisha again?
She's still in Glasgow. Alistair's not sure when she'll be back.
It's a pity.
Blimey, what's with your arm, Chris? Are you going to be all right to practice tonight?
Oh, yeah, it's only the bruising coming out. It'll be fine under a guard.
Oof, what happened? It looks like you've been hit by a truck.
Cobb was spooked while I was shoeing her.
Oh, nasty.
Could have been a lot worse.
Listen, do you mind keeping an eye on Molly while she's batting?
If I have to.
Try and stop her jumping around the crease so much.
Some chance.
I want to spend some time with Lily, because when she puts her mind to it, she's not too bad.
She's an awful lot better than Usher. I don't know why she's bothered turning up again.
I know she wasn't great last week.
She was terrible, Harrison.
Maybe it was nerves and a first time at nets.
Or a complete lack of skill, like knowing how to hold a bat. Or catch a ball.
You've got to give people a chance.
Why? You could see in the first 10 minutes she was useless.
Hey, hush up.
Hiya!
Oh, evening, Usha.
Hi, we weren't sure if you were coming back this week.
Oh, yes, I really enjoyed last time. So, what do you want me to do tonight, Harrison?
Goodness, what a crowd.
You're not surprised, Jill.
I'm actually... I wasn't expecting this many for Aquafit.
Oh, Leroy has a legion of admirers in the village.
Everyone's so well turned out.
You weren't tempted to buy a new costume?
No. There's plenty of wear left in this one. It still fits perfectly well. Yours is very snazzy, though. Oh,
thank you. No sign of Sabrina. I thought she'd be here.
I believe she gets private tuition from Leroy.
Shall we take the plunge?
Let's wait till the instructor's here, Carol.
Oh.
I don't want to be a wrinkled prune before the class even starts.
Well, you'll find that's another benefit of cutting out caffeine. It ages the skin like nothing else. How are you getting on with my herbal mix?
Well, I'm starting to get used to it.
Before you know it, you'll wonder why you ever drank anything else.
Pip said it smelt very healthy.
You haven't decided yet what you're going to do about her.
No. I'd like to help, but...
Well, from what you said, it seems a very good investment.
On the face of it, yes.
You know she'd take good care of the cattle.
Of course she would. If there was only her to consider.
You're afraid Toby'll get his hands on it.
I don't want it disappearing without trace.
Say that to Pip, then.
I can't. She gets so upset when she thinks I'm criticising him.
She suggested the loan as a serious business proposition, didn't she?
Yes.
Well, treat it that way. Draw up an agreement if you want to.
That's a bit formal.
Well, a verbal agreement, then. You know she'll honour it. She's completely trustworthy, even if you have doubts about her boyfriend. What would you do with the cash otherwise? Stick it in a biscuit tin under the bed.
I might as well.
Oh, Jill, shoulders back, chin up.
Oh, what?
Here comes Leroy. We don't want to let the side down.
Alice.
You are a legend, Dad.
Oh, try telling Jerry Morton that.
Oh, I'll tell anyone. Oh, mwah, a proper legend.
I take it you've heard.
Oh, yeah. Rick bought me a coffee this afternoon out of the blue.
Your manager?
Yeah. Told me we just sold a full UAV mapping package, and guess who bought it? Why didn't you tell me?
Must have slipped my mind.
I was amazed. I thought you weren't interested.
What? That's why I asked you for a presentation.
You've been so poker-faced since then.
There's no point raising your hopes till I'd made a final decision. You were very persuasive last week.
Oh, thanks.
What you said about renewing field drainage on the new land... Well, 3D maps from a drone make perfect sense.
It's great for us as well. We're having a major client so close to home. Maybe I can bring some other farmers along to see it in action.
Alice, let's get the system up and running first.
Rick said you were a brilliant haggler.
I didn't haggle. We simply discussed the implications of the software still being in development.
Yeah, he told me.
And after a little while, he felt it was appropriate to reflect this in the overall cost.
Oh, he doesn't mind. He's very happy with the deal.
Look, and in case you're worried, I made it perfectly clear I'm not doing this as a favour to you.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, I hope it does you some good, really.
It can't hurt my bonus, can it?
So everyone's happy.
Well, except Adam.
Oh.
He wasn't exactly dancing a jig when he picked Chris up for nets.
I told him what I was doing as soon as I put the order in.
Yeah, you didn't consult him beforehand, though.
I don't like to bother him with every last detail of what I do.
Yeah, I got the feeling he might have appreciated it.
Now, Adam's free to run his little experiments like the herbal lays. Aren't I entitled to try new things occasionally?
Well, I think so, yes, but... First, I have to put up with him in a bad mood. Then, when I get here, Auntie Lillian's haunting the kitchen like a gloom monkey.
She's not still being miserable.
Oh, massively. Oh. I mean, I thought things had moved on since the farce at the Bull. What's happening now?
Oh, very good. I enjoyed that.
So did I. Most of the time.
He's a terrific instructor, isn't he?
Yes.
And what a voice.
A pity the music was so loud.
Oh, Jill. Don't be such an old drag.
He was, though.
Oh, look at them. They're like a herd of elephants rushing to get out.
Most of them are flocking to Leroy.
I'm in no hurry. Let's wait till the steps are clear.
I might ask him to turn it down next time.
I thought the music was fun. At least it kept us all in time.
Except for Nathan.
Oh, yes.
He was too busy yodeling Mandy Beesborough.
Mandy was too busy yodeling Leroy to notice. After you've changed, do you fancy a nightcap at Glebe? Chamomile tea, perhaps?
I'm not sure. I'm quite tired.
Oh, Jill!
Carol, I'm not in the mood to play games.
Get back in the water. Properly back.
What on earth are you doing? Pulling me down!
You've stretched and gone transparent.
What?
Your costume. Absolutely see-through.
Oh!
You'll be done for indecent exposure if you climb out like that.
Is it that bad?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no.
Wait there. I'll find Kirsty and see if we can find something to preserve your modesty. Don't go anywhere.
I won't.
We should mark the occasion.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's lovely.
Oh. When I think of how much malt whiskey I've wasted on Jerry Morton.
Oh, he's still not happy about the Ramsbury deal.
He thinks it could harm our reputation. just when I finally got Andrew on side.
At least Justin won't be giving you such a hard time. Now you're his agony aunt.
Oh, please. Oh, it was one of the most excruciating evenings I can remember.
I was hoping Auntie Lillian might have cheered up a bit.
Yeah, me too, but she hasn't.
Oh, dear.
As far as I can tell, in my new role as relationship counsellor, she doesn't have the faintest idea what she wants.
Well, that doesn't make life easy.
No, it doesn't. She keeps asking me what Justin's going to say to her when they meet up. How am I supposed to know?
Oh, have you seen Eddie's impersonation? Of Justin in the bull after Auntie Lillian dumped him.
No, any good?
Oh, it's brilliant. Justin to a T. The momentary shock. The smooth transition to a standing position.
Oh, I have to ask for a demonstration.
The dignified exit. Jazza thinks she should have said yes, then gone for a quickie divorce. She'd be quids in.
Is Justin and Lillian's love life all anyone's talking about in Ambridge?
Pretty much.
Oh, wonderful.
The sooner you sort them out, the better, Dad.
I'm having nothing more to do with it.
Oh.
Sick of being caught in the crossfire. They both need to start acting like grown-ups before they do my business and my nerves any more harm.
There you go, Skip. Last of the bats.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
There was a nick out of one of them.
Oh, Molly's moment of glory.
Yeah.
Good job you flung yourself out of the way.
Pure instinct.
It wasn't deliberate.
Was it? Oh, no. We've all lost hold of a bat sometime. If she'd connected with the ball, it would have gone miles.
Is she getting any better at keeping her head still?
No worse than last week. How about Lily?
She was good in the fielding drills.
Yes.
Hit the corner a few times.
She's coming along. Whereas...
I know. You were right earlier, I was wrong.
It's great she's stayed to help clear up, but if you let her keep coming to nets...
Yeah, no, I know.
It just sends out the wrong message, that standards don't matter anymore.
Look, I'm onto it. I'll see you in the pub later, eh?
Yeah.
Usha!
Hi.
Oh, thanks for collecting all the pads and balls.
Oh, you got the bag, marvellous.
Yeah.
Let's put these in.
About tonight?
Yes.
How do you... You think it went?
Well, I'm amazed how well you organise the sessions.
Oh,
The warm-ups are great. Everyone gets equal time in the nets.
I meant, how do you feel about your own performance?
Well, I was dreadful, wasn't I?
Well, it wasn't your finest hour.
I was hoping I'd build on the last session, be better at getting my head into line. Isn't that it?
Getting anywhere near the ball would be nice.
I know. It was all over the place. I hadn't really improved at all.
No.
Though at least I didn't do a Molly, nearly take someone's head off.
No, that's true.
Otherwise, hands up. I was a disaster this evening. Oh,
so I guess you're ready to call it a day.
Oh, no, I'm no quitter, Harrison.
Ah.
I need to make more of an effort, not less. I mean, I accept there's no way I can be in the team for the start of the season.
No, there isn't.
But if I keep coming to nets and build up my skills, maybe I can step up later.
I'm not so sure, Usha.
Why not?
Look, I don't want to be unkind, but watching you play, maybe cricket isn't your game.
Oh, I love taking part.
It's not all about the enjoyment.
I know, you've got to try and win sometimes.
We've got to try and win the whole time. There's no sense playing otherwise.
Rubbish. A game brings people together. It gives the village something to cheer.
Not if we get thumped every game.
I know I'll never be first pick, but I can be on standby when you're short of players.
Look, there are other ways you could be involved with the club. I know Fallon's always looking for extra help.
You want me to do the tease?
It's only a suggestion.
Are you going back on having women in the team?
No.
Well, it seems like it. I presume Molly's being kicked out as well.
Well, no.
Good. So why am I being picked on?
Well,
come on, spit it out.
Because I'm sorry, but you were... rubbish.
Well, at least I didn't nearly brain someone.
But Molly's got potential.
Oh, and I haven't. Why not?
Well, Molly and Lily are...
You might want to be very careful, Harrison. If it's because of what I think you're implying, you may very well come to regret your decision.
I didn't think I'd see you before I went out. Hey, do I look all right?
Yeah, very smart, Toby. I thought you were working at the Bull tonight.
I am, and not just behind the bar. Kenton's agreed to another tasting.
I want to look the part.
I thought he'd refused.
He had, until I stopped Barry Simmons moaning at lunchtime.
How?
The cider wasn't coming through properly. I changed the washers on the coupler, saved Kenton a fiddly job, so he's agreed to me bringing in another bottle.
Great.
With a serious view to buying, I hope. Ooh, mustn't forget it.
Yeah, tell him and Jolene to forget the last tasting.
I'm not going to mention it. This little baby is a different class altogether.
Ah, it is better.
Kenton's on his own tonight, which helps. If I can convince him to put in an order, a really decent one, who knows? Fairbrother Gin is ready to go big. And when it does, you'll be doing the milking in silk.
I don't think so.
Why not?
No, I hope the tasting goes well.
Did you see your gran today?
Yeah.
No Joy?
No, I didn't ask her. Oh. Look, I'm not going to chase her for a loan. I have a couple of weeks before I need it.
So. She didn't give any clues?
No, she was too busy telling me about her swimsuit disaster.
Hmm?
It stretched at Aquafit till it was see-through.
Whoa, don't put pictures like that in my head.
No, it's all right. Carol and Kirsty rescued her with a huge towel before anyone saw anything.
Not the best time to ask about loans, I guess.
No, I didn't even think about it. I was too focused on the herd.
Yeah. Any improvement yet?
I was looking through the figures when you came in. They don't make great reading.
Listen, once Kenton gets a taste of this beautifully distilled masterpiece, money worries are going to be history. Touch wood.
Hi, babes.
Oh, hang on. Can't hear you, Alice.
You had a good day.
Oh, watch it, and I'm hugely sweaty.
It's the goggles I'm worried about, Chris.
Okay. I take it you've had a good day?
Not bad. Hey, that bruise is still nasty.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, you've got to take more care of yourself, Chris.
I do.
No, you don't. It's not just horses. You nearly had your head knocked off last night.
Bat came this close.
You know, Molly Button needs locking up.
She'd chew straight through the bars.
Yeah, probably. Pity about Usha, though.
Nah. If she stays, what's Harrison to do next? Start recruiting at the Laurels?
Oh, she can't be that bad.
I could always improve your bang stance, if you like.
Oh, gosh, you are sweaty.
Told you, that's what comes of doing a real job.
Oh, not stuck in front of a screen all day.
You said it, not me.
You going to be much longer?
I don't have to be. I can come back now, if you like.
Yeah, go on.
Arkwright Hall's hinges can wait. Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, no rush. I called in on Gran.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's fed up with Auntie Lillian.
Has Peggy seen Eddie do his Justin Elliott yet?
No.
He did it about 5 times in the pub last night. It's brilliant.
Now, you know what I think Gran's really bothered about?
No.
Lillian letting Justin's millions slip through her fingers.
Your family is way too rich already.
You can never have too much.
Right, I'm ready. Are we ordering a takeaway?
No. Let's eat in the bowl.
Well, if I can get a wash and a change first.
Yeah, well, I factored that in when I decided we need to celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Duh. The mapping system going to Home Farm.
Oh, have you finally sold something, Alice?
That's perfect, Eddie.
I'm surprised you're encouraging him.
No, that is exactly how Justin looked last Friday.
All the same, Kenton.
It didn't half make your jaw ache pulling that face.
Isn't it very respectful?
Oh, Jolie's not so keen, but, well, she's gone to a show in Felbersham with Fallon. So it's landlord's rules tonight.
Justin was so disgusted when Lillian stormed out.
Yes, so you keep telling me.
With the Chardonnay, that comes to 560, Ellie.
Oh, right. I've got a 5... and a 50, you're not sure of 10 pence anyway.
Oh, hold on. I'll have a look.
No. Don't worry, Clary. You take it as payment for your impersonation.
Oh, cheers. We all right over here, love? These have got the comfy backs.
I don't care where we sit, Eddie. Long as you realise it ain't going to do you any good.
What ain't?
Taking me for a drink, even though it's nobody's birthday.
I meant what I said, love.
I just want to thank you for the effort you're putting in with our bed and breakfast guests.
Yeah, of course you do.
I know it ain't easy, on top of all your other jobs.
At least you're right there. I don't have time to catch me breath.
I know, and I appreciate it.
If I had 5 minutes to myself, I'd like to go to the aquafit classes.
Oh.
Everyone says they're good.
Oh, only because they've got the hots for Leroy.
No.
They should be ashamed of themselves, half of them.
That's not it.
I heard Jean Harvey telling Susan about Leroy's fantastic muscles in the shop.
Jean said that?
Then Linda nabbed me. Oh, boasting about everything she's laying on for Mothering Sunday.
Oh.
A usual sort of nonsense. But it got me wondering afterwards. Maybe we should offer our guests something special as well.
I know it. I knew there was a reason for you taking me out. Oi!
What?
What happened to "it's all right, I don't want a dessert"?
Oh, it's much more fun pinching yours.
You take my last profiterole and I'll do a Molly Button on you.
Whoa, calm down, lady. I'm backing off.
Typical Perry, though, letting the roof rot.
How are the hounds?
Healing up, no thanks to Anisha.
Well, she can't help her mum being laid up.
No, but Julia says it's making the open day look dodgy.
Can I get you guys anything else? Coffee or more drinks?
Oh, yeah, we're having another drink in the main bar.
Might be a tad livelier in there.
Don't bank on it. Though, if you're interested in staying on for a gin tasting when we close...
Oh!
A gin tasting?
A mellow mix of botanicals, absolutely free.
Nice.
Only for a select few. I could really do with some feedback.
Well, that'd be great. Except work tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Chris. We're celebrating.
Okay, then. Yeah, fantastic.
We could have one more if you like.
No, Eddie, it's light enough as it is.
I'm only talking about a half and a small glass of wine.
It don't matter how many more drinks you buy me. I'm not giving our guests massages.
Excuse me?
I don't mean folk getting the kit off for aromatherapy massages like Linda's doing.
Oh, Linda's offering massages.
I'm not interested.
Oh, not Linda. Lucy, the massage girl.
What?
Kate's mate from Spiritual Home. I'm only talking about the odd shoulder rub for the mums and daughters. As an added extra. A bit more cash, see?
I ain't touching nobody's shoulders. Or any other bits. I've got enough of a job on coming up with breakfast to match Linda's eggs, Benedict and Florentine.
Oh, all right then.
I won't be in no state for planning it if I don't get some sleep. Good night, Kenton.
Night, night.
Oh, well, worth a try.
Night, Eddie.
Yeah, see ya. Bye, Alice. Chris.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, take care.
Well. Oh, Toby.
Yep.
I know it's early, but there's only the gin drinkers left. So, while I lock up, you get some glasses and crack open the bottle.
Yeah, it's true.
Where did you hear that?
Jazz told me.
And he knows.
All right. So, Morris is making a life-sized model of Abraham Lincoln out of matchsticks.
I didn't say life-size. I think it's just the head.
He's mad.
Why? He's got to do something when he's not stuffing sausages.
Oh, I suppose so.
Anyone ready for a top-up?
Oh, we haven't finished it already.
Afraid so.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it, Chris?
Well, I'm no expert, but yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh. Do you like it, Kenton?
Yeah.
It's much clearer and cleaner than the stuff I was making when I started.
Yeah. You're definitely improving.
It's cool going into your mouth. Then wham, the flavour hits.
Mm. Yes, so do you think it's good enough to sell here?
I'd buy it.
Yeah, Kenton?
Oh, well, there are so many things to weigh up with new lines.
Like what?
Well, taste, price, everything. Mm. Hey, I know what. Let's compare it with another one Jolene found in Hollardson.
Oh, OK.
Yes, please.
Go on.
All righty. On its way.
Are you doing all right, babes?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Oops. Oh, no, switch it off. No, sorry.
It's all right, I wasn't asleep.
I was trying ever so hard to be quiet.
No, it doesn't matter.
I wanted to get back sooner, but Kenton insisted on opening another bottle of gin.
Oh, did you like yours?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, only not as much as I'd hoped.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone else said it was great. He thought it was better, I think, but I couldn't pin him down to actually buying any.
Well, did he say what's wrong with it?
No, nothing. He guzzled away. Maybe it's just not distinctive enough. Still missing that one killer ingredient, I don't know. Why aren't you asleep?
I only came to bed 10 minutes ago.
Aren't you milking in the morning?
Yeah, I am.
You're going to be shattered.
Probably, but I didn't feel tired.
Oh.
I had a long chat with Mum earlier.
Uh-huh.
Milk yields are still well below what they should be.
They'll pick up soon.
Oh, I hope so.
You've treated the cows now.
The vaccination's not a cure. IBR's still in the herd. There's a lot of coughing, plenty of watery eyes. Oh, it's money my parents are never going to get back.
You'll get over this.
Eventually.
I know you will.
It's how much damage is done in the meantime.
You will definitely get over it. And if there's anything I can do to help...
You only have to ask. You know that, don't you, Pip?
Yes, Toby.
Good. As long as you know.
The best thing you can do is go to sleep.
All right. I'll do that. As long as you're okay.
I'm fine.
That's all right, then. Night, Pip.
Good night.
This is the right time, Kirsty.
Oh, yeah. I'm off all day.
I started panicking. I got it wrong on the way.
Sorry if I was awkward about when you could come over.
Oh, you weren't?
I thought it was best waiting till my day off. I'm still getting into the swing of being back at work.
Yeah, me too.
Everything's a bit chaotic. This is the first chance I've had to fill the feeders all week.
How's it going at Grey Gables?
All right, not bad. But how was Brazil?
Oh, great. I really enjoyed it.
I knew you would.
I bought you a souvenir to prove I was there.
Oh, that's nice of you, Tom, but... honestly, you shouldn't buy me souvenirs.
Last-minute buys, my mates, before I flew back. Something for you, something for Roy.
Oh, you brought Roy a present as well.
Never shut up if I didn't. Bottle of cachaça for him. Sort of Brazilian rum.
Oh, and he'll like that.
They should do. It's gorgeous. And, I couldn't give you this at a better time while you're feeding the birds.
Right. Except I'm not trying to attract a... what is it? An eagle?
It looks fairly eagly. But didn't think to ask the exact species.
Can I?
Of course.
It's really well carved. What's it made of?
Soapstone.
It's beautiful.
Couldn't resist it. The woman says it brings good luck. Not that you need luck.
Don't I?
No.
Maybe I should lend it to Pip.
Oh, what for?
I met her outside the shop earlier. She's really edgy. Their cows are having a hard time with some kind of lurgy.
IBR.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, this is so nice.
Glad you like it.
As long as you don't get into the habit.
I won't. This was a one-off. Brazil was special.
Then thank you.
My pleasure.
And if you've got time to come in...
Well, of course I have.
I've something for you.
Oh?
Though I'm not sure you'll like it very much.
Well, we're lucky with the weather.
Yes, it's a nice crisp morning for a hack.
It was a good suggestion. Oh. Much better than meeting up for coffee.
I thought so. Good boy, Amir. Good boy.
They need a decent run out. I don't know how you're fixed for time.
Let's see how it goes, Justin.
Yes, of course. Awful business at the kennels, wasn't it?
Yes. Though I can't say I was surprised.
No?
That's one of the reasons Perry's so keen to give up being a master. Loves the social side, but when it comes to practicalities...
Well, he's never been much good with a to-do list.
Far from it. And with Oliver away so much, Rafe always busy.
Well, it's just as well Shula stepped in.
Eric was impressed. He said she and Alistair handled things extremely well on Monday.
Here we are, Justin.
Oh, hello, Aziz. Oh, he's looking in very good order.
We do our best.
I know you do, and I'm extremely grateful.
We were just wondering what's happening at the kennels.
The hounds are still in the old stable block. Eric's organised everything.
Oh, he's a marvel.
Meanwhile, I'm weighing up quotes for the repair. Needs putting right pretty quickly.
And what about the injured hounds?
Fortunately, they're not doing too badly.
Thank heavens.
There was only one we were really concerned about. A really deep cut in the pad.
Oh.
How's he getting on?
Well, let's ask the man himself. Oh. He's doing some boosters for me this morning. Alistair, how's Dauntless doing?
Very much improved. You can come and have a look in a minute.
Oh, yeah, all right.
He's ready to go back.
Well, the hunt owes the pair of you a real debt of gratitude.
Yeah, it does.
It could have been a lot worse.
Well, it would have been if you hadn't taken charge so swiftly. Now, are you ready, Lillian?
Yes.
Do you know where you're going?
Well, what if we head to Hayden Wood and take it from there?
Well, I'm happy with that. Come on, boy. Come on, Aziz.
Yeah, let's go, Amir. See you later.
Bye.
Enjoy your ride.
Well,
at least they're talking.
Are they back together or just saying a last farewell?
Hard to tell from the body language. Mm. How did you get on?
Oh, it's all set up. Gav and Dieter are happy to take on the commission.
So your surgery will soon have a decent website at last.
Better than decent for what they're charging, I hope.
Oh, Anisha was right. You can't put it off any longer.
I've just put up what'll be one of the last messages on the old site. Cancelling next Wednesday's open day.
Oh, it's such a pity.
Well, there's no choice, is there?
Not really.
The whole purpose was to introduce Anisha to our clients, to show off we've had a real equine specialist join us.
You can always choose another date when she's back.
Whenever that is.
She still hasn't said.
Oh, she was vaguer than ever when I spoke to her this morning. Her father seems to be in a worse state than her mother.
Oh, no.
Well, at least she promised to ring Sal Blake down and apologise for the cancellation in person.
Oh, that's good.
I wasn't looking forward to doing that.
Well, you've obviously been busy. And I've had some news as well.
So, instead of turning down towards the orchard, we can head straight on to Hayden Rise.
Yes, all right.
And that way we won't go near Brookfield. They're very hot on biosecurity. Especially at the moment.
Lillian, have we come out purely to discuss cattle diseases?
No.
Well, that's a relief. You see,
I've been
what
thinking
I wanted
all...
to say... You first.
I'm so sorry for walking out like that last week.
No, you shouldn't be.
Justin!
Sorry.
Looking back, I could have dealt with what happened much better.
So could I.
Partly, it was pure shock. I never expected to be proposed to again. Hadn't crossed my mind for years.
Until I jumped in with both feet.
Oh, don't blame yourself, Justin.
I do. I judged the situation very badly.
The way I reacted doesn't mean I don't care about you.
You just don't know if you want to marry me.
He hadn't tidied up at all.
Well, most of the dishes were clean, more or less. Except the frying pan, which seemed to have something furry growing in it.
Ugh.
And he tried hoovering the living room and hall. Otherwise, number one was a real tip when I got back.
That doesn't sound like Johnny.
Well, he's got no time for housework these days. Too many hot dates to arrange.
Oh, has he got a girlfriend?
Well, more than one.
No.
He hangs around with a huge gang of them from college.
Oh.
They've been organising a sponsored fancy dress thing for Red Nose Day, so they're never off the phone.
Yeah, but anyone special?
Well, he seems to be spending a lot of time with Naomi.
What's she like?
I've never met her. I saw her get into a car with Johnny once. He says she's very nice.
I hope so.
Oh, he spends an awful lot of time talking about Amber as well.
Oh, he's not two-timing, is he?
Oh, I don't think so. He is my brother's son, so anything's possible.
Johnny seems too nice to be a love rat. More tea?
No, that was great.
Don't blame you for not finishing the lemon drizzle.
I've got to get Tarbots ready for Spuds, and I need to look at the Angus's as soon as I get back. I don't want to be too full.
That is the worst excuse I've ever heard.
No, it was quite nice, really.
Yeah, right.
For a first attempt.
Oh, it's my third try, Tom. They're not getting any better.
Ah. Well, I hadn't realised you'd turn into Nadia Hussein while I was away.
I'm not trying to get on Bake Off. All I want is to make one cake good enough to take into work.
Is Grey Gables having a bake sale?
No. I want to apologise for how horrible I've been to my colleagues.
You? Horrible? You're joking.
I wish I was.
You get on with everybody.
I was foul. To Linda, to Yaz, really bad-tempered and nasty. Roy and Kathy virtually ordered me to stay away till I calmed down.
You went back too early, that's all.
Far too early.
I thought you were amazing doing that.
No, I was an idiot. Telling myself I was over the miscarriage when I was nothing of the sort.
You didn't mention any of that in your texts.
No, I didn't. I felt ashamed. Anyway, I want to do something to apologise to them.
Well, if it's supposed to be a makeup cake, maybe try not burning the edges.
Hmm.
Just because I haven't mentioned it, I haven't forgotten Kirsty. I don't think I ever will.
I guess neither of us will. You know, the worst of it wasn't even at work. I had a complete meltdown with Fallon one day. Out of nothing.
It catches you at weird times, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just when you're not thinking about it. Comes back out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm feeling more resilient now.
Good.
I'm dreading Monday.
Why?
Hospital appointment.
The consultant.
She's going to say if they found out why it happened. And, well, if it'll stop me having another baby.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Can I come with you?
Oh, I didn't mean to. Do you know what, Tom? Yes, please. That'd be really nice.
Oh, he's much more himself, aren't you, Dauntless?
£8,000.
Oh, the other quotes weren't far off.
Seems an awful lot of money to pay for a roof.
I'm choosing Philip Moss because of the temporary repair. He's done a good job. And Rafe's happy for me to go ahead.
Why isn't it coming out of Hunt funds?
Oh, it's too big a sum. We haven't got enough to cover it. Hopefully we'll get our money back. And there'll be your fees, of course.
Yeah, I suppose that's something.
Look, we knew this was part of becoming a Hunt Master, that I'd sometimes have to foot the bill.
Joint Hunt Master? And you haven't even started, Shula. Why aren't the others coughing up?
Well, I'm not sure Perry's in any position to help. I'll ask Oliver for a contribution when he gets back. And Rafe.
All right. Well, as you say, we knew it was coming.
I have to put a deposit down for materials and be prepared to pay the rest if Oliver and Rafe have a problem.
It seems such a lot of money.
What have you just spent doing up the surgery? All that new equipment.
I know.
Hundreds of thousands. So please don't have a go at me for spending a measly £8.
Oh, that wasn't fair.
I'm waiting for you, aren't I?
All right, Hattie, we found her.
What a pair of slow coaches.
You're nothing of the sort.
Walk on, Amir. Walk on.
You shot off without warning. Not for the first time recently either. And the moral's just the same, Lillian.
What's that?
You may not consider yourself the marrying kind anymore.
Oh, I don't know what I am these days.
Well, I'm giving you fair warning. I'm out to prove you're wrong, heart and soul.
Are you indeed?
Yes, and I never set myself goals I can't achieve. Oh, you'll see. Come on, Azzy, let's show them who's faster.
Oh, no. Out the way, old girl. Oh, damn. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Tom, hello.
Hi, are you busy?
I'm about to start some visits.
Oh.
But I can make time if I really have to. What's the matter?
I'm out with our Anguses. One of them has just lost her calf very late on.
Right.
And that's so rare with us. I can't think of a reason except... Oh, Alistair, I really hope it isn't what I think it is.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.